The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bird Show.
All right, Reshma, what's your gripe here, girl?
All right, well, a couple of weeks ago, my older sister got married. Uh-huh. And we're Indian, so it was a traditional Hindu wedding. And I love our weddings. They're beautiful, colorful. Our clothes and culture are really bright. It lasts a few days. So the day of the wedding...
The wedding lasts for a couple of days?
The ceremony, like those traditional things, so it's about 6 to 7 days. So
Wow.
Yeah, first ceremony was on Sunday, and the reception was on Saturday.
That's something in itself right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Joanna's sitting there going, really?
I will make mine 2 weeks.
7 days from the initial wedding to the last day in an Indian culture.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the weddings last 7 days.
You can do it in three, but it's at least 3 days.
Well, it's one village has to march all the way to the other village with all their cattle, and then they trade it for the bride, and then they march all the way back.
That's exactly how it happens. But there's certain traditions that really peeve me. One of the traditions is traditionally, or back in the day, way back in the day in India, when a girl gets married, she's given to her husband's family. So she leaves her own family and joins her husband's family. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, she has to say goodbye to all of her family, and it generally happened right after the wedding. So there's a ceremony where she goes up to each person in her family and says goodbye. And of course, they're saying goodbye to their daughter, their sister, whoever. So everyone's crying. So, oh my God, I'm going to tear up now.
Tearing up?
It gets on her nerves, but it still affects
her. But it still affects me. I'm such a baby that this still affects me. So there's a ceremony. So they say goodbye to her, and the groom's family takes the bride away to their village, is what used to happen. But it's become a part of the Indian culture. So now we still do it, even if like she's moving 5 minutes down the street. So at my sister's wedding, I mean, it was a fantastic wedding. I was there for 2 weeks, and we were never really close, but over the past year, we've gotten really close. And she had all the ceremonies, and the wedding happened. The wedding happened, and everything was fine. And we're all sitting there, and we always joke about it, like, oh, I hate this part, I hate this part, I hate this part. And I knew I was going to cry a little bit, because I cry at everything. Uh-huh. But
even telling a story about crying.
But we're all, like, getting up, and I have a huge family. So everyone's getting up and walking over. And I'm kind of, like, standing in the back, thinking I can, like, postpone the crying if I stay in the back, and I see my younger sister walk by, and I have seen her cry once in my life. She is bawling, and I start crying too. So we're going through, and we go up to my sister, and her and my little sister and I were sitting there huddled together for an hour straight.
How
far is she moving from you, seriously?
She lives in California. She's moving 10 minutes down the street. I kid you not, and I could not stop crying. Like, we're sitting there for 20 minutes, and every one of my aunts or cousins would come up to us and be like, oh, it'll be okay, she's only moving. And every time they said something, we wanted to cry more. And I hate the fact, like, why do we have to cry? She's moving 10 minutes away. Let's skip the ceremony and, like, party. I don't understand it.
But what was the cry? Like, why are you crying right now?
I can't even tell you. I don't know. Because I guess...
I think it's a great tradition because you're brainwashed by it. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
You just say the word wedding, and Indian people start crying.
Yeah, I guess it's because... Like, technically, she's still leaving our family and became a part of his family. So it's kind of like I lost a sister, sort of. Even though, to me, I mean, I still talk to the same amount. Everything still happens. But I've been trained that I lose a sister. Like, she joins. Like, my mom, when she got married, she left her family, and she's now part of my dad's family.
Okay.
So in my mind, she was leaving my family, even though nothing changes.
But don't look at it as losing a sister as it is gaining 30 head of cattle.
Yeah.
Here's where I want to go with this, because just the fact, I mean, this is the first time I think any of us have heard that Indian weddings take place over 7 days.
Right.
Yeah.
That different cultures have different ceremonies and different traditions for weddings that I think I'd like to hear about. 404-741-Q100. Like in the Jewish religion, you said you were at one where they break the glass, and then, like, in traditional Jewish families, aren't they supposed to go and have sex and stuff?
Yeah, in a traditional Jewish, in the most authentic or orthodox, I guess would be the word, Jewish ceremony that I was in or I attended, the bride and groom disappear to a room, and I'm not sure.
Consummate the marriage.
Hey, yes, they do.
It.
What's happening?
Well, remember when we had producer Lyndall working on the show, and she was Mormon? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody other than Mormons could even go inside of her ceremony.
Correct.
They had all kinds of, like, secret traditions going on.
Like, wasn't it her brother's girlfriend, or maybe even her brother's wife, couldn't attend the ceremony? Because she wasn't Mormon?
Mm-hmm.
There was some type of...
There was a younger person in her family. Didn't she have like little brothers and sisters that weren't allowed because you have to be a certain age to be in it or something like that?
Wow. Yeah, we had to be at the reception waiting on them to come back because we couldn't go to the ceremony.
Uh-huh. So different different traditions and different cultures for weddings. And as Reshma said, 7 days. You're Indian, 7 days.
And you cry because the bride is leaving and going to his family.
We ball.
Good morning. Is it Maya?
Sneha,
good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys? Just want to let you know you're not alone. People are listening out there.
Thank you.
I am Indian, and I'm a Hindu, actually. And I've been to a bunch of weddings in my family, and I've done the same thing Reshma's done. We've had that ceremony at the end of every one of those weddings, where the whole family's lining up and they're just giving hugs to the bride. Everyone is bawling. And yeah, I mean, she's moving like right down the street, but I think it's just because it's the fact that it's like an end of an era. Like you're letting your little girl go and she's growing up and you just gotta let her go.
I like that tradition.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No.
You don't like it.
You don't.
Here's Betsy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to say that I'm Jewish, and when I got married, I said my vows in Hebrew, and my husband did too, and we didn't have any idea what we were saying to each other.
Oh,
and it's like if you go to any any traditional Jewish wedding, we all say our vows in Hebrew. And I mean, it's nice, but we don't know how to speak in Hebrew. And it's like, what do we just say to each other?
It's a tradition that's hard to sink your teeth into because you have no idea what you're saying.
Exactly. And so we just followed along what our rabbi said. And so, you know, I could have said anything that he said. I could have said, no, I don't love you, or no this, or no that, or whatever. But, you know, he's been married for 4 years, so it's great.
So what is the breaking of the glass symbolized?
It symbolizes there's a lot of different meanings for breaking the glass. One of them is that when you break the glass, that everything has changed, that that you can never put the glass back together again. So it's like you're never the same again once you get married, that just like how you can never glue a glass together. Back together again. And you could also, it's also about like remembering the destruction of an ancient temple as well. So there's a whole bunch of different interpretations to it, but it's fun because then everyone yells Mazel Tov at the end, and then you go away. And as Jeff was saying earlier, you're supposed to go have sex in the room.
Hey.
What does Mazel Tov mean?
Mazel Tov means congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Means go have sex.
Yeah.
I thought it meant cheers.
Essentially, when you go off to that little room, you have your first meal together. So you have they provide you with a small dinner or appetizers from your wedding and drink, and it's like the first private meal that you share together as husband and wife.
Okay, thank you.
Fascinating.
I'm looking for different traditions from different cultures when it comes.
I'm sorry,
to
Bert. We let that Jewish person sneak through, and you couldn't weigh in on that. I apologize.
It was like she was talking Latin.
It was like she was talking Hebrew.
Hey, Julie. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My question is to Reshma. By the way, I love you guys. What happens if the Indian family only has daughters? Does that mean like they lose their family, and then when you're old, you have no family left?
Yeah, I'm one of three girls, so technically, my parents lose three daughters. So, which is why in Indian culture, it was more fortunate to have a son, because with son you gain, and with daughters you lose.
Right.
So that's
some
why
people
back in the day.
That way.
Yeah.
But, you know why they have seven or eight children? They're waiting for the male. I would not have stopped if I'd known I had to have a male.
I mean, most Indian people, like my dad's got like 14 siblings. Like back in the day, they reproduced like crazy to be able to like sustain and like carry on the name.
No kidding, really.
Just ask the Chinese, right?
Yeah. Same thing.
It's the same tradition, right?
The same exact idea.
Here's Anna. Anna, what culture are we talking about?
Actually, they're just apparently huge partiers. So they did this big 3-day wedding where on Friday afternoon everybody starts partying. It goes until like 4 or 5 in the morning. Everybody gets 2 or 3 hours of sleep. They get up, they start again. And I said, sweetheart, I just can't. I can't do that much. So we're doing a big party on Friday night. We're having the wedding on Saturday, and then we're doing a big brunch on Sunday. So we're doing kind of a mix.
All right, so for French, it's 3 days. The Indians had to beat by 4 days.
3 days of partying, yeah. Yeah.
Keila, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank
I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm black, and usually in black weddings, like right after the ceremony, before they walk down the aisle, they have like this rickety old broom, and they jump over it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You jump over the broom? I've never seen this.
I've heard of it. Mm-hmm.
For what reason?
Because, like, in slave times, they couldn't have weddings. Mm-hmm. So to symbolize that they actually got married, they used to jump over a broom.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. That's interesting.
That's
really.
Really cool history.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Wow.
Morning, Q100. Oh, hold on one sec. Good morning, Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I like listening to y'all every single day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What culture are we talking about here?
I am actually Cambodian, so I'm Buddhist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for our weddings, we traditionally wear traditional clothing. And so during the day of the ceremony, it's just like the Hindu tradition. It lasts for like 7 days. Minimum is probably like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go outside, bang on gongs around their neighborhood at least 3 times, which is so embarrassing.
Really? And does everybody do it together?
Yes, it's like a whole like a marching band. So we have like traditional clothing. Awesome. Everyone's like watching us. It's so embarrassing. I've done this like 3 or 4 times already.
And so everybody who's attending the wedding and in the wedding party and whatever has to go and do that.
Oh yeah,
that's
everybody
cool.
Has to do
I think
it.
That's cool too.
It's fun.
It's like
I
the
like
whole
that.
Neighborhood knows that somebody's getting married in that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Then after that, we have to sit down for a couple of hours. Well, 3 or 4 hours. And we can't move from that position. And the groomsmen have to massage the groom's legs.
Hey, say that last one more time.
The groomsmen have to massage the groom's legs because they can't move.
Oh, really? And what does that symbolize? Like, why do you have to stay stationary that long?
I really don't know. We just sit there. They throw a lot of flowers and rice at us and
I think somebody's jacking with you. I think that's just your family. I don't think that's a Cambodian.
Yeah. Y'all sit there and be quiet. I mean, y'all sit there and it symbolizes strength.
Other Cambodians are calling going, I don't have any idea what he's talking about. That's just your family.
Get it? The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.